מישבוי הרפסח סמנטף מהמחס גימור.
ואם, אם מחורי או נסונרי לעין יהודי שמחוץ לבייס קודם הפסח, אף על פי שהישראל מכירי לעין יהודי, וידע בוי, שלא יגע בוי כלל, אלא ישמרנו לוי עד לאחר הפסח, מעצב שר תשובו, ויאבס ויתננו לוי, מותר. Now, if he sells it or gives it to a goy before Pesach, even though he knows that the goy is going to not use it up, but rather the goy is going to be shomer it, and after Pesach the goy is going to give it back, it's still mutter. As long as he gave it to him as a complete matana without any conditions. Right? But you can't give it to him out tonight, gives it back, and then he didn't really give it to him. But he gives it to him completely, and even though he knows that this guy will probably give it back with the Pesach, that's fine. It belongs to the guy in Pesach. Or to sell it to him with a complete mechira, the dover muat, even if you're only going to charge him a little bit. But if you give him a matana with a built-in condition that it's not manas lahavzir, then that's not going to work. Okay. Mishnah Brura. Ois Yud. V'im mechoroi v'eze kinyonim koina akam kasadu l'kamei v'seif ha'tzif. We'll see which kinyonim the goy has. We'll see, let me finish the sentence. We'll see which kinyonim the goy has to use. Yes, now I can listen. What? Akam what works?
Yeah, but there's still connection. You see that.
Still a little bit of violence. Does it work by lulav? Yeah, right? Yeah.
So you have to want to give it.
It's a good question. Okay, we have to think about it. But first, let's learn the Mishnah Brura.
No.
Lachem is different than.
Lachem, much yours is more than that.
Right.
It's
not like I'm going to get it back. You're yoked. Give it to me, hold it. Give it to me, hold it. You know the score. Sure. There's no question. It's really, really yours. End of the day, it's going to be yours. Right. Yeah, but that's his question. So over here. Right. If I give him a tana, I'm going to have to pay for it. So you're saying, Judah thinks it should be the same thing, really. I still have to see. That's a good caution. We'll have to see. Yeah? Okay, good. Yud Aleph. I think the Mishnah Brura himself deals with it later on. I think he deals with it. Yeah, we're more machmir. Meaning, technically speaking, you're right, but by chometz. We're more machmir in general, by most things, so over here also it's too close to the. I will see. Mishnah Brura himself talks about it at the end of the sif. Yeah, you hear the kasha. Good kasha. Lady Yehudi, to a goy, will you sell mummer rasulim kor? You can't sell it to a Jew that's a mummer. The dino can sell the chadover. Because technically he's a Jew. V'oi v'oi b'shem lipne iver, we'll see the mikshol. Now, chom it's also like a pesach b'ano, because even though he's a mummer, but it was owned by a Jew. Ubi the Yavin Machal Yisrael Mummer Bedover Muat Neshu Makiroi Viedea Boy Shechzir Lo Achra Pesach Ma'achash Atov Esov Et Mummer Dino Kakum. Now if he did this, he sold it to him because he knows he'll give it back to him after Pesach. So that means he made the mistake of thinking that a Mummer has a Din of a Goy. So Yesh Lahat Lo Jom Kom Efter Meruba Lema the mummer shiyaklev a chomet im akum a chomet akher oishin karenu. The oishin machalipin oyedomim mutorim. Moishin spar besoy sim top nem gimel. If he already made a mistake and told it to the soul mummer, there is a heter, if there's a heter in Maruba, that the mummer can trade the chomet with a goy and then give that chomet back to this Jew, and he can have an offer from it. Wow. they were making on the din of Chametz Shavuot of Pesach in such a case. Even though technically, the mummer is a Jew. A second. Whoever slaves him and stuff, what's he doing? He's taking the chametz. The mummer is taking the chametz to the Arab of Pesach and selling it or trading it, and then giving back to the Jew the money he got from selling it or the chametz that he got from trading it. It's halacha we had at the end of Siman. There's a sif. Siman Tov Mem Gimel Sif Gimel. It says in Siman Tov Mem Gimel Sif Gimel, which we had already. We did this already. Im Kanu Shum Davar B'Chametz Acher Shrei Shois. If you bought something with the chametz, mutter. Minish chametz Einu Toivin Zomer. The chametz does not transfer its iser into the thing that you traded it for or sold it for. So what he's saying is that in this case, perhaps in Maruba, you're allowed to rely on that hetzer. Even though Allah, right? In perhaps in Maruba, you're allowed to rely on this hetzer. That's what he's saying now. Everybody remember that Allah? Unbelievable, wow. We had it at the end of Tufnim Gimel. I have to get my highlighter out and go back over a few things here. Okay, fine. Now, he gave it and sold it to a goy, shemichutz labay, so it was not in his house. It doesn't really matter whether the goy lives in his house or not. It just matters that the goy should take the chametz out. But the goy himself, afilu hu, Mishorisli Yisrael, even though, like, let's see, he's a maid, the Darba Beisai, less one bus, not a problem. In Moshe, you're going to let me to the Ozzy Oduk at Rabbo, but the Anishim Kaloy, the Loy Yetzai, Adav Mishor, unless he's Mamish, his Evid Kanaini, which means he owns him, which means giving it to him is not going to help anything anyway. There's Moshe Kona Evid Kona Rabbi. The Moshe Tzuko Hoffa Loy Tzai Chomet Mishor, Tzai Abba Bisham, Echor Kvar, who had to look at Kodin Ba'almo, Beloy Echrayis, Now, normally, if let's say somebody, a goy left his chametz in your house, and he did not take a chayis on the chametz, so you're not over by your own. You didn't take a chayis on the chametz. What do you have to do? Just build a mechitz. So, Mimele, over here, you should, over here, technically, we should say the same thing. You sold this chametz to the goy. So what if the goy keeps it in your house? It's no worse than the goy's chametz in your house that you're not mekabel chayis on. But it is now. So it should be enough to make a mechitza. Why did the mechaber say it's to take it out? He says over here it's different. It lay out the seven top men. Because the answer is the gamakana didn't came. The loy tigo ha loy tigo mishu say el gani shiik na akim ha chomets be mishicha. Then a kanami mekvar hoiti akim ha chomets be kanobi mishicha le beisoy. The sim tikadin. Motu lo akakak va akhnit okam mishu beisoy shay israel. The die the mechitza sort of bad. The chog yankov learned the enochinami. He could keep it in the house, and the mechitza would be enough. So why did mechaber say take it out of the house? Because he needs to take it out in order to be koinig. In order to do a proper mashiach on it, he needs to take it out of your rishos, the goy. But afterwards, if he brings it back in, taka fine. That's what the chog yankov says. About kama akrainim, say no, kotsu. No, over here it's worse. Kevin Dekar comes to you, they have come Jewish myself, since it really started out by the Jews that come. And the guy knows that it was this Jew's Chametz, but though you got boy Avishakano, and he's not going to touch it because he knows that he bought it, but at the same time, he's, like we said, he's planning on giving it back to the Jew after Pesach. So he's not going to want to use it. So it's a mitzvah, Kachamit Shesol, it might be the Pesach. It looks like the Jew's Chametz if it stays in his house. Because it was his Chametz to begin with, and the guy's not using it up. And there's also a greater chashash for Shem Yavalachlai because he owned it, because it was his. So when it was his, there's always a greater chashash that'll come to you. So when they learn that the mechaber means it must be kept out, right? The mechitz is not good enough in this case. It can't be kept in the house. Ah, very good. So the chayrin means, oh, so we'll have to see. So according to these achrayim, you're not allowed to have the chametz in your house, even if you sold it to a goy. That would mean, and even if they have mechitza. That would be mashma that if nowadays we do such a thing, the stomach means we sell them the rishus as well. Right? So we'll have to see. Well, the Svara Zoi, according to this Shita, Afilu Michel Loi Bebezo Yizobis Kifnei Atzmai, even if he was Meyachim and Mezobis, remember we had Gemara about that, or Sha'os Mechita Svara, now Milamani, it won't work. Elo, the Kol Zayin Olo Lechatkila, but the Yevet Pasha, they unless the Kral, Afilu Lo Yifel Loi Nami Makam, Kol Shua Mechira Kadin. But the Yevet, obviously, if you did a proper Mechira, even if you did leave it in your house, but the Yevet, it's not going to ask for the Chomets. But the Lechatkila, you shouldn't do it according to these Akhrayim. The cost to Akhrayim, the Miyajlo Chomet Harbei. Let's say you have a lot of Chomet, the Iyav Shalom Ha'itim Beisoy, and you can't take it all out. Yimko Le Gama Chede. You have to sell in the room also. They have a Kumusha Marko Le Chutz Le Beisoy. It's like, you took it out of your house. The Kinna Chede, Uba Kesef, and Shtar. Yeah, so that's really what we do nowadays. We're also selling in the cheder that it's in. Dim Yorila says, I think. Dim Yorila says, L'shtar, Shem Yav, B'daito, L'achdik, L'chom, L'zik, Eftim, Aruba. Yeshalahas, L'zim, O'shik, L'vakesef, L'zah, B'lishtar. It's nine money, but they're coming for it. It's going to be just my luck, but it's going to be there. Now, if you don't want to sell it to him, B'shtar, because then he might just show up and keep all the chomets, and you'll have a great loss. So you can make a penai that you're only selling it if he pays the value of the kesef. Which I believe what we do nowadays is we also do that. We just say to him, we'll allow you to give a down payment now, and then if you show up and take the rest of it, you'll pay the rest. Which ends up not happening because in the end he sells it back before he's able to do that. But it's a real mechira that if he wants to do that, he could. Mitzarek from the Sola and Matech has to give him the key, Mecheder, Shemun of Barchavet. Right? It has to be accessible to him. And if you call the nice Mishar Shir, Timberly Tos Kamei, Shinim Karnitan Lai, that he can take the Chavet out. Oy, Shagabon, Yemela Yisrael, the Chalisha Tir, the Duke of the Kak Mazech, Mechaderecha, the Kornis for the Tos Kamechka. If you don't actually give him the Chavet, you at least have to make it accessible that he can get in there. Which that's also one of the things to make sure nowadays, if a rav does a mechira, a person is going away or something, he has to let him know where the key is or how the chametz is going to be accessible. The iser gomeru laniak shum choytzim amaska al cheder or al chametz kadei shlo yukal anok in the tolos al chametz. It's completely altered to lock it up in a way that the guy can't get to it. The mukach mizet become mechira lo yarak haram abalma, because that shows that you didn't really mean the mechira. You're just making haram, which means you have a big problem on your hands because you didn't really sell it. Also, yeah, they just do that to, you don't have to have that. They just do that so that people should, to remind people what they're really doing, yeah. If he went ahead and locked everything up, the chametz is awesome, because he never sold it, the whole thing is haram. Yeah, if you don't allow him accessibility, he never sold it. So the son died to the Akum. Means there was no kinyan. When we come back, we're going to kill him after Kadin. But if he sold it originally, kadin. And afterwards he locked it up. Even though you're not allowed to do that. However, it will not make it chometz shavu l'pesach, because really, b'shas the mechira wasn't locked up, which means b'shas the mechira, the kinyan was really a good kinyan, the goy was really some gadai that he's buying it. Happens to be you locked it up after, which you're really not supposed to do, but that's not going to be enough to aser it b'di'evin. This is an unbelievable difficulty, because mamish, a lot of the halachas that are okay nowadays with how we do our mechira. Okay, very good. Great. Really?